Today is Monday, July 17th, 2023. Have 9:04 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting this morning. Is there any commission remarks?
No.
Hearing none. First order of business we have is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 472367 through 472458, warrants 8184 through 8190, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for July 10th and executive session minutes also for July 10th.
So last week we tabled the prior 2 weeks as well, but they're not with us today. So,
okay.
What days are those? July
3rd? Or yes, the 3rd.
3rd and 10th? You guys have those or no?
I do not.
No, they're not in the packet.
Okay. Move to approve regular session minutes for July 10th and executive session minutes for July 10th, both of 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That gets us down to our planning and zoning rezone request. Do you want to entertain, or we'll do that once we get in, open in? Okay, we're not going
to
time.
Okay. So I'd like to welcome everyone to the July 17th, 2023 Taney County Commission public hearings. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. A staff file including all pertinent information for the cases is Exhibit C. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Okay.
What was the one that you requested?
It's 2935 State Highway 265, and it's fourth on the P&Z agenda.
Order 717-2302.
Do you guys want to entertain moving that one to the top?
It doesn't matter to me, except the top item was one that we held over from a previous meeting. I don't know if there's many people here on that that would affect or not.
We have two.
Well, I think the majority of the people are here probably for Bee Creek. Is that correct?
Could I get just a show of hands, anybody here for the 2935? State Highway 265. So we do only have two here for that.
We can ask the room if they'd mind being, that's entirely up to you, sir.
It's going to be free.
Is there anyone here that it will harm by changing the order.
Should be a quick hearing. Is anybody opposed? Okay.
Do you want to make that in motion, or you just want to? It's all fall under the same, so it's up to you.
Right. It's going to fall in there. So you good with just rearranging?
Yeah, he can do that.
Scott?
Okay. We'll start with order number 07-17-2023-02. So on July 10th, 2023, the Planning Commission passed a motion to recommend the County Commission approve the rezoning request of one parcel, which is parcel number 18-7.0-26-001-003-001.002, which is located at 2935 State Highway 265 Hollister. The proposed property is zoned A1 agricultural with a conditional use permit for nightly rental. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental district. So looking at our screen, our 265 historic 165 junctions right here where the cursor's moving, and I've got the parcel highlighted. So on our zoning layer, this one is zoned NR1, A1, C2, A1, this is R1. This is all the High Road Missouri Department of Transportation right-of-way take. The dark shadow is the city limits of Hollister. There's that parcel zoomed in.
Hold on.
Okay.
We went ahead and said we're going to go with the, am I wrong?
Yeah, this should be 2935 yeah. Highway 265.
That got me confused here.
This is on Highway 265.
Okay.
Not the duplexes. Going down to the...
2935.
No, this is 2935 State Highway 265.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess I realized the high road was there as well.
Yeah, the high road. Yeah, we're following the high road. So anyway...
Sorry.
That's my last slide. If the representative for the application would want to come forward, is that you, sir?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Now be your chance to add anything that I've missed.
You're the applicant, sir.
Jeff Waite.
Yep.
So we've, as Scott said, we've been running this as a nightly rental for the past 2 years under a special use permit. Zero complaints, to my knowledge, on the running of the property. 10 acres are in R1 that are right next to us, and then the one that is the other side of us, I believe, is some sort of steel fabrication company. It's zoned commercial. We basically just want to let everybody know that we're not planning on expanding at all, not subdividing at all. We even checked with Scott to make sure that that was going to be clear, and he said that it wasn't even possible with our current sewage situation. So we basically just want to rezone this to protect our investment. So that's all I have.
Okay. Any questions, comments from the commission?
I'm trying to find the right one. I'm still looking at the wrong one. I know the property now. It's the one that I think it was the first one that came before us, and we denied it, and you guys went back and got a conditional use permit.
Correct.
And they approved
yeah.
it, and now you're trying to get a rezoning.
Yeah, exactly.
I know the property. I'm just trying to find the right paperwork.
Okay. The name I associated with it wasn't on this, but I'm where you're at now.
Okay.
And the highway department's not done anything since when you met before.
Yeah, to my knowledge.
Correct. Over to your left.
Okay.
Nope. It was mixed in with that.
How many acres are on this parcel?
I believe it's 3.5. Is that correct?
3 point something. It's below 4. Mm-hmm. 3.7.
There'll be no change in it. It just makes it more sellable.
That's correct, yeah.
And Scott, if it's
3.1 acres.
3.1.
Correct. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
If it's sold and it's rezoned, the new owner would still have to abide by just the one unit?
Yes.
The one home?
Well, it's 3.1 acres on septic, so they cannot add another single-family home.
Okay.
There's an avenue for adding a mother-in-law's quarter, but it can't be rented. It has to be for family. It can't be long-term rented, short-term rented. So basically, they're limited to the one structure that's there.
Thank you.
Yep.
I have no more questions.
Do you have any?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here to speak in favor of?
As a matter of fact.
Okay.
This is why I wanted to go first. Thank you all for letting us move forward and everyone in the room allowing us to move forward. As you know, 2 years ago, this property came before you, and Commissioner Wyatt and Commissioner Williams recalls we came out loud and in a crowd to oppose this. You took everyone into consideration, zoned this as a conditional rental, and I'm here to endorse that change today. Mr. Currier and Mr. Waite have been exemplary landowners. They have improved the right-of-way of the entry to that property. They've made it much more clear of where to turn in and exit. We have no complaints on noise. We do have added traffic in our neighborhood, but we don't necessarily believe that it's due to this property. We have a lot of nightly rentals around us on Emerald Point and down on Branson Cove. With us sitting as the highest peak or second highest peak in Taney County, we become an attraction for people to drive through our neighborhood because they can see the dam, the lake, and Point Royal and Branson. So I'm here to endorse that. The only caveat that we might have, and I think you've already answered it for us, Scott, is that the property adjacent to this one, to the west, we came before you last year. That was with MRG, I believe, Finances Group, and also was part of Steve Redford's property. It has now been relisted under new LLCs. We know nothing about it. However, given the nature of rezoning this to an NR1, we assume that this property will become very attractive to those owners. It's a legitimate entry into Highway 265, so our only request is to make any new building no higher than 2.5 stories like the property adjacent to the west. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there anyone here to speak in opposition of this? Hearing none.
Any other discussion?
If no more discussion,
move to approve. Okay.
Go ahead.
Move to approve resolution number RZ2023-011, changing the zoning from A1 agriculture to NR single family nightly rental.
Second with discussion.
I have a second with discussion. Go ahead.
RZ. Would you repeat that number again?
It's titled on our resolution number at the top, RZ2023-011. It's the resolution number at the top of the page. That's what I referenced. A resolution instead of an order. I don't know.
We've got the order to you. Do you want the order number?
Order number is what's on my paper.
Okay.
What
do you have?
But that's okay.
I have the RZ.
But it's parcel number 187261311.002.
But the order number is 07172023.02.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I think it's a resolution because it already has a permit, and that permit number is the RZ. That's probably why that one's